Good morning. Welcome to the KSL Greenhouse. Maria and Ton taking your questions, 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500. We are also with Clark Bell from Biograss today. Biograss, home of the big yellow bag. And Clark, we've had an Instagram contest underway, and we promised that we would announce a winner. Do we have a winner?
We do have a winner. So the answer was 48,000 square feet of sod is what we have in our yard here today for sale. It's all pre-sold. It's all going to, unfortunately, we can't sell any more to any people because it's all out. But Christy Little guessed 45,750 square feet.
Wow.
So she is our winner. So Christy, I will, it looks like I can actually message her. So I'm going to message Christy and we'll get this taken care of.
And good job to Christy.
Yeah.
And we have been telling people about the great deal that you're offering on the big yellow bag today, because this really is the last day that you're going to be offering it, Clark.
Yes, that is correct. So we halt all of our discounts at the end of April, but due to us being in love with all of our KSL Greenhouse listeners, we want to give them this discount here on May 2nd. So our big yellow bag is regularly priced at $145. If you buy today and mention that you heard us at the KSL Greenhouse show, we will give you $20 off your first bag. And then off of each additional bag, you're going to get $30 off. Give us a call, 801-562-9090, and we'll get that bag shipped out to you.
Okay. Just quickly tell people the different choices they have when they call about the big yellow bag.
Yeah, big yellow bag. We have four different products. First and foremost is our most popular product. It's black garden soil. It's slowly composted steer manure, sandy loamy soil, bog peat, and then really great wood finds with Douglas fir and ponderosa pine. And that's all blended together. Awesome, ideal medium for growing directly into it. So you can plant this in a grow box, or of course, if you want to amend this into an existing landscape, you can till it in, or just put a shovel on top of the different areas where you're growing things, and it'll add awesome nutrients to grow the things you love. Our second most popular product is our Biograss Premium Topsoil. It's a mixture of compost and sand. So if you have an area in your yard where you've got a low spot on your lawn, or you want to build up some area to, you know, because things are starting to slope, this is an ideal medium for that. You can also, say you top dress your, or excuse me, you overseed your lawn, you can top dress with the Biograss Premium Topsoil. Our third most popular product is our Dark Forest Mulch. It is a dark brown to almost black color, great for spreading around your landscape areas where you want to keep weeds out, cool your soil, and also just accentuates the colors of all your different plants so that they really pop. This is the product I use at my home, and after I put it out a couple weeks ago, I just had countless neighbors talk to me and say, man, your mulch looks good. And of course, I replied, well, it better. I mean, this is my business, right? But yeah. That's an awesome product. If you don't want that dark color, we kind of have two types of customers. They want the dark or they don't want the dark. Our natural forest mulch is a ponderosa pine Douglas fir mixture. Every piece of mulch is 2-inch minus, so they're pretty small. And that is a really fine copper color that can also just make all of your plants just boost with color. So, yeah, that's the four different products. Sorry,
great.
It took a little bit longer.
And that number to call, 801-562-9090 for your big yellow bag. Let's take a call from Jane in Bountiful this morning. Good morning, Jane. How can we help you?
I have a lawn that for years and years has been watered like every other day, and I know I need to train it. So starting out, I'm on the Bountiful bench about halfway up, and I want to know, I watered, I think it was last night, I held off. So what is a good plan to get that lawn to have the roots that I really want in it?
Well, irrigating less frequently but deeply is going to be the key to getting those roots to go down. Clark's already mentioned mowing higher, about 3, maybe even 3.5 inches. That will help greatly also between those two. And then not over-fertilizing will also help. And I'm not saying don't fertilize, but if your lawn isn't used a lot, then, you know, 2, maybe 3 fertilizations would be fine for the entire year. And so I think the combination of those three things will help those roots go deeper.
So how deep watering should I?
You want the water, now, on your soil, is it fairly well drained, or do you have more clay? What do you have?
I think it's pretty well drained, yes.
So what you want to do is drive water 6 inches to a foot into the ground every time you irrigate. Now, I can't really say that's going to take an inch of water or a half inch. You know, if it's better draining, it will take a little less, but you may need to irrigate a little more often. And so what I'd recommend doing is setting your sprinkling system up so that once you know you're going at least 6 inches deep, do that twice a week. If it looks like it's getting a little bit dry, bump it up to 3 times a week, but that should be sufficient.
Okay. And if I'm mowing it to 3.5 inches, how long should I let it go before I mow it back?
Around 7 days. 3 inches, if you have traffic on the lawn of things, 3 inches may be a little bit more practical just to... It's not that you're tripping all over anything, but around every 7 days or so is when how often you mow.
Yeah, there's no traffic on this lawn, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank
Appreciate
you for your call
it.
This
Thank
morning.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Next texter is asking, Ton, how you can amend a lawn that has clay soil.
Ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. Well, not ahead of time. They already have the lawn.
Yeah.
It has clay soil.
Aerating is going to be important. And if they're having a lot of problems, you can aerate in the spring and fall. What I recommend doing is after an aeration is putting down maybe a quarter to a third of an inch of compost that's a little bit more fine, spreading it over the lawn. And what will happen is some of that compost works its way into the holes from the plugs. And if you keep doing that, it will help build up topsoil. It won't go too deep, but it will help enough that you at least get stronger roots and you'll have a healthier lawn. Clark, do you have any suggestions on that one?
Yeah, all I'd add is, yeah, just make sure you really rake it in with a loose tine rake, not like a big, thick, landscape rake, because that could, damage some of the turf. So, yeah, then just rake it in there. And I live in South Jordan, and even with me adding, the desired 6 inches of topsoil with my sodic water and how much clay there, this is something I've had to do in the 2 years of my lawn, and it really makes such a difference getting that compost into your soil to help alleviate and release those tight binding soils with the clay.
All right, let's take our next caller. Nancy is in Draper. Good morning, Nancy. How can we help you?
Good morning. Hey, first of all, love Biograss. I just want to tell you that you guys introduced me to them and got some of their garden soil yesterday.
Great,
love
thanks,
I'm
Nancy.
I'm excited to get my plants going.
Awesome.
But I have two questions. First of all, I definitely over-fertilized last year, and some parts of my Kentucky grass have, burnt, and it's not coming up. So I have patches. We tried to seed about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and some little blades are coming up, but not all over. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do next.
When you seeded, did you tear up the existing burnt grass,
we used a seeding machine that actually cuts little grooves into the grass, so the grass, you should have gotten into it. That's how we were told to do it.
Yep.
So, that's all we did.
The slit seeder is a great option like you used. That way you get really great seed-to-soil contact. You might just need to be a little bit give it a little bit more time. If you're starting to see grass that's germinating, it just might need a little bit more time. Obviously, it's been pretty warm the past 10 days, but, prior to this 3 weeks ago, the 11 days before that, I mean, we had some pretty cold temperatures, and when soil's not above 55 degrees or more, grass seed has a little bit more of a difficult time germinating during that time. So I'd recommend that. Have you put down a starter fertilizer or alleviated it with any nutrition since planting the seed?
Yeah, I think the seed actually had fertilizer in it.
Okay.
So we did put a fertilizer in. The other thing we were wondering is we're cutting some sod out of the same grass, but to make a flower bed, can we put that sod on top of it?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, you could totally do that. And then you just have to, water pretty heavily and get that sod established in those areas. You can certainly do that. Yep. You look at you. You've got your own sod farm. You're just like me.
Okay. We went and rented one this morning because I'm not shoveling it. My last question I have for you is I have a red maple in the front of my house, and it's only about 2.5 years old. It grows great. The problem is that it's very long and tall, and I don't want it to grow above my roof line or gutters. Once it's fully, you know, the leaves have fully come out, that's fine. But can I stop it, or is it too late? I need to do that in the fall.
So on your particular maple tree, is it Acer rubrum or is it a red leafed maple?
Well, it's actually a red leaf. I don't know.
Okay, so it's probably a Norway. And are they tall and narrow or more rounded?
Yeah, tall and narrow.
So you have what's called Crimson Sentry maple. And those, I'm a little more optimistic because they're slower growing. And what you would need to do is instead of just topping them, because what that will do is called witch's broom type growths. Everywhere you trim, you're going to want to do selective pruning. And the best time to do that in maple is actually in January. And so if you have a limb going too high up in the air, you would go in and trim that back to another branch intersection to bring it back down.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much for your call. We need to take a break. The number to call, 801-575-8255. We'll be right back.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for being with us this morning for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton taking your calls and questions. We also have Clark Bell with us from Biograss. And Clark, we do have some questions about thin lawns and the effectiveness of possibly overseeding. What is your advice?
Yeah, so overseeding is it's a great time to do it. As earlier we discussed, you know, if most people put out a pre-emergent, most of those labels on a pre-emergent are going to tell you you can't put down new seed, probably about 6 weeks from when that was applied. So that, be very cognizant of that before you now go out and try to build the density and get some new growth in your lawn. But overseeding is amazing. It can often replace having to put out some nutrients just due to getting all that new growth and just really, you know, beautifies your lawn if it's starting to thin out. Seed is very inexpensive. Our most expensive seed is about $15 for a pound, and that's going to do 1,000 square feet. You know, in comparison, if you were to do 1,000 square feet of sod, you know, that's going to cost, you know, that's going to cost, you know, on the high end, $600, on the low end, $400. So, you know, I think you can kind of see the correlation here. But overseeding, benefits of doing it, you've got some areas that need to be built up. They've been, they start to thin out due to compaction or too much foot traffic or lack of watering or fertilizer burn, some of the questions that have been brought up today. Ideal way to go about that, pretty foolproof to do overseeding as well. You can do it a hand sprayer, or you can even sow the seeds from your hand on the areas where you want to have that put out.
All right, have anything that's pet-proof when it comes to sod? That's one of our texters' questions. Do you have anything that's the pet-proof when it comes to sod?
You know, unfortunately, the leading turf grass research scientists have not been able to alleviate all the issues that come from urine burn in lawns. I do know some of the leading researchers. This is something that they are trying to tackle, but we don't have something that can alleviate what they have there. I wish we had a product we could. People have been telling me for years, I need you to make a grass that we don't have to mow, fertilize, and my dog can run over and pee on it and still be green. But
I know.
It hasn't been invented yet. Sorry, guys.
You got anything to add there, Don?
Well, along the lines of wear and tear, you know, if your dog's tracking back and forth in the same spot every day along a fence or something along those lines, I don't know of any turf that's durable enough to put up with that either. And so it's one of those things to where you may need to move, where if the dogs are confined or something, or just plan on putting those areas into bark mulch or gravel.
We have just a couple of minutes left on the show, and I want to make sure that we get the number out so people know that you can they can call to get the big yellow bag today, Clark. That number, 801-562-9090. They can also go online. And what are your hours today?
Yeah, we're going to be open here until 12 o'clock, so we've got another hour worth of time. We can take your phone calls. Please call in. And then Monday through Friday, we're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, of course, you can go online. You can ask us questions there, and there's a lot of great content there. And on our YouTube as well, if you want to watch some of our informational videos, that's a great option.
And, again, what is the online site if they want to place an order?
Yeah, go to biograss.com, select the product you're interested in, and you just have to hit add to cart. If you go to buy the soil, click on the soil area, and it will redirect you to our bigyellowbag.com website. But you can go to our central place, which is www.biograss.com.
Thank you for being such a great sponsor. We appreciate you, Clark.
Yeah, it's great to be here, guys. Marie and Ton, I think this is, what, our 16th or something like that show together. Always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Well,
and thanks
for
the opportunity.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And hopefully next year we'll actually be able to be in at Biograss with you again.
Yeah, and Ton promised me he'd be bringing me his big gulp of Mountain Dew for myself. So,
okay,
Ton,
do you know what my doctor did?
No.
My doctor took me off caffeine.
Oh,
no.
But curled up in a ball on the floor and just wept in the office.
Being
floor.
Off caffeine's a good thing for all of us, Ton.
Yeah, so today is my second day with zero caffeine. I transitioned. I didn't want to get the headache, so I just did less and less every day.
Well, you can still bring Clark caffeine.
Yes, I will bring him Mountain Dew. I'll have to have the caffeine-free, low-octane stuff.
That's right. Good. Hey, I've got four kids under the age of 10. I need caffeine, guys.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Thanks, Clark. Yeah. Hey, Ton, before we run out of time, we just have just about 30 seconds here left, though. You've done some extra work today on checking irrigation systems, and you've put up a podcast on the Facebook page. The landing page you were looking for earlier is kslnewsradio.com/greenhouse.
Thank you for that. I just had a complete brain slip on that.
That's okay, and they can go to the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. And I just feel so bad we have so many questions still left. Please join us again next week for the Greenhouse Show. That's Saturdays 8 to 11. Have a great weekend.